Today, an advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration is weighing a critical question, whether to approve Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. FDA vaccine expert Doran Fink thinks the vaccine will be okayed for emergency use.
Today, we will be considering whether to make available to millions of Americans an as-yet investigational vaccine that has been developed, tested, and reviewed in record time. The American public demands and deserves a rigorous, comprehensive, and independent review of the data.
Joining us now is former FDA Commissioner Mark McClellan. Dr. McClellan is a professor of business, medicine, and health policy at Duke University. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Tanya, good to be with you.
What do you expect the FDA to decide when it takes up this emergency use authorization today? And are you confident that this FDA will not rush this process?
Well, the FDA has definitely not rushed the process, even though we're in the midst of a pandemic. They've been through a very thorough set of phases, guiding the companies through how to do very large randomized clinical trials with tens of thousands of people who volunteered to really provide some actual evidence on how well the vaccine works in preventing infection complications and whether there are any side effects. And now, as a further step, it's having a review by an independent group of experts. So there's not going to be a decision today, but I expect a decision very quickly about authorizing the vaccine based on all of this evidence that's come together so far.
You mentioned the side effects. Are you concerned about them? We've heard about them out of the UK, where they've started vaccinations already. Headaches, fatigue, aches. Are you going to be taking the shot? Will you take the shot?
Based on what I've seen, I would, Tanya. And I think it's important for people to know that vaccines do have side effects. And the question is just, are they manageable side effects, or are they ones that are serious enough that they really would create concerns about the appropriateness of authorizing the vaccine for use by millions of people potentially. So the vaccine side effects that we know about include things like you mentioned, sore arms, fever, feeling like you've got the flu, muscle aches and pains. And that's kind of a sign that you're having a strong immune reaction to the shot. It's a stronger set of side effects soon after you get the vaccine than most people experience with the flu vaccine, maybe more like for older Americans who have had it, a shingles vaccine, where you can kind of feel pretty bad for a day. So people are definitely going to notice it in most cases. The real question, Tanya, is whether those side effects last, whether there are any more serious side effects down the road, and there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of evidence of that.
One other thing that folks are talking about, it's also unknown when immunity kicks in after taking the shot or how long it lasts. What will you be watching for?
Yeah, so we won't have the answers to some of those questions that are just going to take watching how people do with the vaccines for a lot longer time. That is a fact of trying to develop a vaccine quickly. It looks like it lasts for at least a few months, but we're going to have to do further studies after the vaccine is authorized to see how people who get it do over the longer term, and also to answer some other questions that we just don't know about yet either, including questions like, does it prevent you from infecting other people? And that makes a big difference, Tanya, for whether we can start relaxing things like wearing masks or keeping a distance until lots more people are vaccinated.
Let's talk a little bit about vaccine distribution. Pfizer has said there will be fewer vaccines available than initially thought. Other vaccines are on the way, as we know. Do you think that there's going to be enough?
I think it's going to take some time before every American can easily get access to a vaccine. In the month of December, even with some of the short-term shortages that Pfizer has recently announced, the federal government is still expecting about 20 million Americans should be able to get vaccinated, assuming the Pfizer vaccine is approved and then the next one, the vaccine from Moderna, gets approved in the following week or so. And those vaccinations are going to go to people at the very highest risk. So people in nursing homes where we've seen so many deaths, and also the frontline healthcare workers. And then after that, we can probably expect another 20, 30 million people to get vaccinated in January. And after that, maybe more, because there are, as you said, additional vaccines that may be coming along in the February, March timeframe. But that still means it's going to be a while into the spring before every American has a chance to get a vaccine. And we're going to be going from highest to lowest risk with the next groups, including older Americans who are at higher risk, people who have serious chronic diseases who are at higher risk, maybe people with obesity, also frontline workers in essential industries, people who are working in food processing plants or close to others as part of their jobs. So yeah, those will be the people in the January, February timeframe. And for most other Americans, it's going to be probably March or a little bit further into the spring before they get a chance.
That's Mark McClellan. He's a former commissioner of the FDA. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you.